This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Syngenta and Kim China have come to terms with a $43 billion deal that will transfer Syngenta to the state-owned Chinese company. The deal is the largest ever purchase by a Chinese firm and was officially announced by both companies on Wednesday. The merger comes just weeks after Dow and DuPont announced merger plans and raised more red flags over consolidation in agribusiness. However, one agriculture expert sees differences between the two deals. Farm interests in the United States have already voiced concern over the planned Dow and DuPont merger that would create a $95 billion pesticide and seed giant and poses a risk of reducing industry competition and jobs. Now comes China National Chemical's more than $43 billion offer to buy Syngenta, which brings into question more consolidation in the industry. American Farm Bureau's Bob Young says, however, this does not change competition in the United States.
You could almost say that what this proposal does is leave the same number of firms on the ground here in the United States. It just, you know, happens that instead of being owned by somebody in Switzerland, it's owned by somebody in China. So from our perspective, you know, what's really the difference?
Young says that differs when talking about the Dow-DuPont merger.
Dow had an ag component, DuPont had an ag component, and so that was, you know, two ag components that, you know, once that merger is finished, there's only going to be one ag component left.
The National Farmers Union says Syngenta would be owned by a company controlled by the Chinese government, raising concerns it would not act in economically predictable ways. The deal may need security approval from the U.S. Committee on Foreign Investment that nixed an earlier Chinese buy of a U.S. firm. More recently, however, Shanghai International bought U.S. pork producer Smithfield Foods. The only reason the deal between foreign companies may face U.S. regulatory approval is because the U.S. sees agriculture as part of national security. Syngenta is the top pesticide seller by revenue in North America and sells 10% of soybean seeds in the U.S. while accounting for 6% of U.S. corn seed sales. Growmark has implemented a program that focuses on pollinating insects. The program, named Endure, promotes the creation of pollinator habitats by Growmark member companies and employees. Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations, Chuck Spencer, said the hope is to stimulate interest and promote pollinator health, which is something that everyone in the ag industry should support.
We always talk about agriculturalists and farmers being part of the original environmentalists. They're concerned not only for wildlife habitat, but all types of habitat and their communities. What we have done in a sustainability initiative called Endure is our Endure program will include a provision that will encourage pollinator habitat development. We're providing free pollinator mix seeds to our member companies to locate pollinator plots at their retail facilities or include in some type of plot that may be located out in the public area of their trade territory where pollinators could then find food sources. And then we can share not only our experience but our ability to source those pollinator mixed seeds and then provide them to people who are interested for purchase. And we've also not only done that with our member companies to get the attention to the program and the understanding of what pollinators need as far as a good food source. We're doing it with our employees. And we're also providing a promotional program with 4-H for 4-H across the state and in other states in the Midwest. And what we hope to do is stimulate the interest that, one, you can plant a pollinator project and have a feeding source for pollinators, promote their habitat, promote their health, and then also recognize that, and you know what, there are entities out there like cooperatives that have these products for sale, or maybe I need to do this on my own and I have my own plan on how to do that. Regardless of how you choose to go forward, promoting pollinator health is what we should all be doing, and I think that's just a natural component of what agriculture will be able to do. And we rely on the bees as well as pollinators for so much of agriculture, not necessarily Midwest related, but certainly in fruit production and our other formats of production for agriculture and vine crops as well.
For this program, if ag retailers are listening and they would like to get involved or like more information, is this open to any ag business, and how do they get involved?
Well, what we would do is we have the promotion for a free pollinator mix seed to FS members and then our employees and then 4-H clubs. We do have, and we can certainly be contacted, to source pollinator mixes if you would like to plant them, but they would be for purchase. But that's the point is where do you get those mixes? And sometimes they're locally available, and sometimes you would, if you want to turn to us as a resource for the location and how to purchase them, we certainly have that ability as well.
Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations for GrowMark, Chuck Spencer. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.